This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. At times, Jesus does things in unusual ways. It's not always clear why he does this, but the end result of his work in our lives is always good. I must admit that as I work with people, I get impatient at times, or confused by the way things happen. Some decide to follow Jesus, and there doesn't seem to be any change in their lives. In others, there is a change, but it's short-lived or limited. Idealistic expectations can frustrate or disappoint. During Jesus' ministry, there were incidents that illustrate this. Look at the healing of a blind man at Bethsaida, recorded in Mark 8. They brought him to Jesus, begging him to touch him. Jesus took him outside the village, spit on his eyes, and put his hands on him, then asked if he saw anything. "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes again. Then he saw clearly. Spitting on a man's eyes seems like an odd way to heal him, and then only partially. Why did he need a second touch? That doesn't happen on other occasions. Jesus gave no clear explanation why things happened as they did on this occasion. That's just the way it happened. But the end result was healing, clear sight. Jesus said, "Don't go into the village." Why? Remember, Jesus told the man he delivered from demon possession to go to his family and neighborhood and share what had happened to him. Jesus doesn't explain. He was modeling authentic ministry. He wanted his disciples to minister with freedom and confidence, as he did. There was diversity in their ministry and has been down through the centuries. Be authentic as you lovingly touch those around you for Jesus.